Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Dodgers in New York, Game 3. Shohei is in the lineup. There's a lot of fallout from this joke about Puerto Rico with the big Trump rally, but we're starting here in Temple City.
Sheriff's Department says three men found dead in a burning house yesterday afternoon in Temple City may have been murdered. Investigators have been pouring over the scene all night long. John Baird is there and joins us live.
It's been more than 14 hours since the call came in about this intense fire, which just tore through this home on Sultana Drive. It's a short block off of Rosemead Boulevard. Later on, this was Sunday night, the sheriff's department announced this was being investigated as a possible homicide case. The area is still cordoned off this morning, got yellow tape all around, sheriff's vehicles, sheriff's personnel as well. A woman who lives right here next to my news vehicle, just around the corner from the house that burned, was stunned by the fire.
Just people yelling, and the flames were high, so we didn't go to that side because there was the neighbors were already there helping them, I guess, but we just stood in the corner. We just saw the flames, and then the sheriffs came like in 3 minutes.
So again, three people were killed. Two others were critically injured. They were taken to the hospital. A 64-year-old man, a roommate of the three dead men, approached detectives at the scene. He was detained as a person of interest in the case as investigators try to determine exactly what happened here.
In California, the state officials have been boasting about all the marijuana they've taken in, illegal weed, $544 million, but the experts say that's just a small part of the problem. The sheriffs argue that they need a lot more help to tackle the black market. They estimate operations this year have only actually made a small dent, millions of plants annually. The counties are producing, LA Times says a lot of officials believe the state needs to change its laws and rules to make it easier for the legal growers to compete.
The Dodgers hope to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the World Series tonight against the Yankees. Shohei Ohtani's injury to his left shoulder looked bad Saturday night, but the manager, Dave Roberts, says he will most likely be in the starting lineup. And we talked to Newsweek baseball writer J.P. Hornstra this morning about his current condition.
He did not have the MRI result in on Shohei Ohtani's shoulder. He said that the trainers reported that Ohtani was feeling good as of yesterday. His range of motion was good. His strength was good.
He talked about Walker Buehler pitching against the Yankees.
The Dodgers are planning on using a bullpen game in Game 4 tomorrow. So given that they are playing today, tomorrow, and the next day, three games in 3 days, they could really use a long start from Walker Buehler. They could use a long start from anybody today, but they feel like Walker Buehler gives them the best chance to do that.
Only 15 teams out of 92 have won the World Series after losing the first two games. Game 3 starts tonight, 5 o'clock on Fox.
Matthew Perry's mom opening up on the first anniversary of his death. Suzanne Morrison, sitting down with the Today Show, says her son made a sweet comment to her shortly before he died.
He came up to me and he said, I love you so much, and I'm so happy to be with you now. And it was almost as though it was a premonition or something. I didn't think about it at the time, but I thought, how long has it been since we have had we've had a conversation like that. It's been years.
She said there was an inevitability to what was going to happen next to him. He felt that strongly. That worried her. He died of acute effects of ketamine a year ago today. He was 54.
More fallout for L.A. City Council candidate Isabel Jurado after she was caught on tape saying, F the police, the union for the police officers and relatives of fallen officers had a news conference yesterday calling for her to withdraw from the race against Kevin De Leon. Sylvia Dunnigan, the widow of an LAPD officer, says Jurado's lack of character is now evident.
Shows her immaturity and she is not qualified to hold office in our city where she makes decisions on the lives of all our officers.
Another speaker said she felt an apology at this point, days later, would be political and not genuine. Jurado issued a statement to KTLA saying that she understands, quote, the pain that families feel after the loss of a loved one, and that she has deep respect for anyone who has lost someone in the line of duty. Goes on to say we can honor the memories of fallen officers while also pushing for accountability and equity in policing.
McDonald's says they're having a clean bill of health after some of those quarter pounders were linked to the E. coli outbreak. It's 13 states.
The fast food giant says testing has ruled out beef patties as the source of the outbreak of E. coli poisoning, and it will resume selling the quarter pounder this week. The Food and Drug Administration believes that slivered onions from a single supplier in Colorado are the likely source of contamination. McDonald's said in a Sunday afternoon statement they're confident that any contaminated product has been removed from their supply chain and all McDonald's restaurants. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally yesterday at Madison Square Garden in New York City. He was making his closing arguments to the American people, but it's those comments from comedian Tony Hinchcliffe that everyone is talking about this morning. We talked about it with CBS campaign reporter Olivia Rinaldi about the rally and the jokes that fell flat.
Well, I was there yesterday at the rally at Madison Square Garden, and Kill Tony is the comedian. He's a roast comedian. He's known for making outlandish comments like this, but the setting was important. As you mentioned, this was Trump's big crowning rally of his 2024 campaign. It was at Madison Square Garden in Manhattan, in New York, in his hometown. It was meant to be a big celebration of his MAGA movement. But instead, this comedian came on first after the pledge and made a lot of comments, not only the Puerto Rican comment, but also comment about a black man in the audience eating watermelon, other comments that I won't repeat as well. And his jokes, you know, fell a little flat in the room as he was making them, and he acknowledged them. He said, okay, we're getting there, as he was making these jokes. But the campaign immediately pushed back on these comments after the rally, saying that the joke does not reflect the views of Trump or the campaign. And all of this is really crucial because the Puerto Rican vote in Pennsylvania is something Trump needs to win. There are about 500,000 Puerto Ricans that vote in Pennsylvania. Just for scale, Biden won that state by less than 100,000 votes. So it's very critical to get those voters. And they also live in a crucial corridor of the battleground in Allentown. That's a battleground county and a battleground state. That's, you know, it's very important to get the vote out there. So just notable that those comments were made. And out of this rally that was supposed to be Trump's crowning rally, this is what we're focused on and this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, so the campaign says, I mean, they don't agree with the joke, but Democrats will say, didn't he say the whole country was like a trash can just last week, and that's what this guy was riffing off of? And then they're piling on the whole enemy from within comments, which he again doubled down on last night and gave more specifics after J.D. Vance had gotten to a whole big thing with CNN the other day about how Trump was getting misrepresented.
Yeah, J.D. Vance had pushed back on those comments saying they were taken out of context, but then Donald Trump repeated them last night and then later in his rally saying that he welcomes all Americans, Republicans, Democrats, independents, whoever, into his MAGA movement. So in the same breath, saying two very separate, opposing, inflammatory things. So a lot happening there last night as Donald Trump was trying to make these closing arguments. But ultimately, of his speech, he talked about immigration. He attacked Harris, called her a train wreck. It's, you know, rhetoric ramping up really in these final days.
That is CBS campaign reporter Olivia Rinaldi.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Caring for a newborn carries a hefty price tag. We'll tell you who has been named the top content creator on the internet.
20 minutes of nonstop news presented by LoanExchange.com for all your home loan needs. A little more on politics first, if you needed any more evidence that we're divided.
The voters were asked questions about their party affiliations, political identities, the 2020 election, and what they think about people from other parties. The most startling results showed that nearly half of Americans think members of the opposing political party are evil. And the survey broke it down further. Of the Republicans who believe that Donald Trump won in 2020, three-quarters think that Democrats are evil. On the other end, half of Democrats considered Republicans evil. The poll creators said those divisive beliefs are dangerous for the country's democracy. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Despite calls by former president and Republican nominee Donald Trump for mass deportation, there is research which shows it could actually harm the U.S. economy, perhaps trigger a recession.
Ernesto Castaneda is professor and director of the Center for Latin American and Latino Studies and Immigration Lab at American University. He says immigrants, whether legal or illegal, contribute a staggering amount to the U.S. economy.
They contribute to the U.S. $2.2 trillion, which is around 8% of the GDP.
Castaneda says his research was based on how much immigrants sent back to their country of origin, data provided by the World Bank. He adds that immigrants are required to pay Social Security, which contributes to the solvency of the system.
One of the ways that Social Security has stayed afloat in the last years is because of continued immigration.
Castaneda says immigrants also contribute to the economy through the purchase of goods and services.
That's Jeffrey Schaub reporting.
Seems strange maybe that a Democratic candidate would spend a bunch of resources and time in Texas because it's so red, but that's what we saw Kamala Harris doing just the other day.
Texas is not in play. Not this time. Although the demographics of the Republic of Texas are changing, the Democrats feel it may not be long before they have a chance to flip the state. Jack Pitney, professor of politics at Claremont College, tells KNX, aside from pushing for reproductive rights, Harris' trip to Texas was twofold. One,
holding a rally in a place that you don't expect. Holding a rally in say, Boston is not too unusual for a Democrat. Holding it in the middle of a deep red Texas is unusual and newsworthy, and people are paying attention.
And the other reason is for the second election in a row, GOP Senator Ted Cruz is facing a serious challenge.
Texas probably is not in play in the presidential election. Trump has a pretty healthy lead there. There is an outside chance that senatorial candidate Colin Allred could be competitive, and she's going to be campaigning for him, too. So it could give a boost to a long-shot candidate for the U.S. Senate.
Democrat leaders in Houston say they can't remember a candidate visiting their city this late in the campaign. I'm Bob Brill, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Sentencing in Washington, D.C. today for an actor who pleaded guilty to being part of the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
In what is now the largest criminal prosecution in U.S. history, there are now nearly 1,500 January 6th defendants. Jay Johnston is arguably the most famous, having appeared in Bob's Burgers and Arrested Development. Prosecutors will ask for 18 months in prison for Johnston, saying he was part of that mob that day. Johnston will seek leniency. His defense lawyer says he's lost work over this.
Johnston entered a guilty plea to a felony count of civil disorder in July.
Survey of economists shows the corporate environment holding pretty steady in terms of the sales, the profits, and expectations for pricing.
The survey comes from the National Association for Business Economics. Survey analyst Lester Jones says when you factor in prices, sales, profit margins, and wages,
the group largely sees conditions being pretty much unchanged in this survey and looking forward into the end of the year.
Respondents also say they believe the odds of a recession are falling. As for those high prices, Jones says it's the result of higher wages. He says right now fewer companies are raising prices than any time in the past 2 years. Peter King, CBS News.
A new bank rate study shows what many families already know, that child care is expensive. Analyst Alex Gailey breaks down the numbers.
On average, full-time center-based infant care costs around $14,000 annually per child in the U.S., which translates to almost $1,200 per month. So nationally, a typical family would have to allocate nearly 15% of their income to afford that. That's more than a household's average annual budget for food, healthcare, and transportation, according to our study.
The survey found the most expensive states for child care were New Mexico, Hawaii, and New York. The least expensive were South Dakota, North Dakota, and Utah.
Mr. Beast on YouTube, topping the Forbes top creators list. Third year in a row, Forbes assistant managing editor Stephen Bertone says Mr. Beast is worth billions of dollars.
A lot of people think that social media is just people shooting selfies or dancing in front of an iPhone camera. But as the top creator economy grows, these creators are also growing up. Folks are starting companies. They are starting studios. A few folks have digital studios with more than 100 employees.
Whisper is a popular transcription tool powered by artificial intelligence, but it reportedly has a big flaw. Makes things up that were never said. Whisper was created by OpenAI. It's being used in many industries worldwide to translate and transcribe interviews, generate text in popular consumer technologies, and create subtitles for videos. OpenAI has promoted Whisper as having near-human-level robustness and accuracy. But more than a dozen computer scientists and software developers tell the Associated Press that isn't always the case, and that it's prone to making up chunks of text and even entire sentences. An OpenAI spokesperson says the company studies how to reduce that and updates its models, incorporating feedback that they have received.
20 minutes of nonstop news. Dodger fans, you got this in the bag or are you worried?
One of the best franchise history. But our main guy is hurt. It's something to be concerned about.
Game 3 of the World Series, Dodgers and Yankees in the Bronx this evening. We talked to Newsweek baseball writer J.P. Hornstra about the game and about the status of Shohei Ohtani.
He's going to be there. He's going to take some batting practice. Dave Roberts addressed the media yesterday, and he said that although he did not have the MRI results in on Shohei Ohtani's shoulder, he said that the trainers reported that Ohtani was feeling good as of yesterday. His range of motion was good, his strength was good, and that he was going to try to go through the full workout.
I wonder if it's just like a pain tolerance thing. Are we going to get like a third or a half Shohei rather than a full Shohei?
That's the question, right? Is he somebody that you would be wanting to have bat first in your lineup, even given the strength or the relative health of his shoulder? And is he going to be the same Shohei Ohtani if the Dodgers decide, yes, they do want him in there? I think that his ability to work a count, the ability to disrupt pitchers on the base path, is probably going to be the same, you know, full shoulder or not. It's just a question of when he swings that bat, is he still going to have the same power? Is he still going to have the same range of motion? Is he still a threat? So we'll have to find out.
Walker Buehler will be on the mound for the Dodgers, and he has said that he does a little better in colder temperatures. What are your thoughts about him pitching the game?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty, I don't want to say easy choice for the Dodgers, but just given how he's been able to respond in certain big game situations throughout this postseason, that's been validation for the Dodgers that even though Walker Buehler is coming back from his second Tommy John surgery, he's had some, you know, rough starts here along the way, that there is still something in that right arm of his that he's able to marshal when the moment demands it. And you got to remember, the Dodgers are planning on using a bullpen game in game 4 tomorrow. So given that they are playing today, tomorrow, and the next day, 3 games in 3 days, they could really use a long start from Walker Buehler. They could use a long start from anybody today, but they feel like Walker Buehler gives them the best chance to do that.
What's the deal with the Yankees? I mean, the Dodger fans don't care, but I mean, the obvious one is they need to start hitting. Aaron Judge is in a slump.
Aaron Judge is in a slump. The Dodgers have scouted him well. They know they've got to try to get his swing into kind of an uppercut. And the best way to do that is to throw him high. They know he can go down and get the low pitch, but they've been pitching him high in the strike zone, and it's been working so far. And really, until he comes around, it's hard to see a path forward for the Yankees to come back and win this, because they're not as deep of a lineup as the Dodgers. You know, if the Dodgers were, heaven forbid, to lose Shohei Ohtani for one of these next three games, they still have plenty of threats in the lineup who can do damage. The Yankees are not built the same way. If you take away Aaron Judge, you know, you're left with Juan Soto, who's still a superstar in his own right. But then beyond that, you know, maybe Gleyber Torres is able to step up. Maybe Jazz Chisholm Jr. They're just not the same caliber of hitter. So it's a much easier team to pitch around when Aaron Judge is not hitting like an MVP. So far, he hasn't.
Newsweek baseball writer J.P. Hornstra.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.